From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the battle over the Trump administration's immigrant travel ban takes another step. President Trump's order temporarily banning U.S. entry to people from seven Muslim-majority countries came under intense scrutiny Tuesday from a federal appeals court that questioned whether the ban unfairly targeted people over their religion. During a more than hour-long oral argument, a three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals pressed a government lawyer whether the Trump administration's national security argument was backed by evidence that people from the seven countries posed a danger. Rory Fleming, a law professor with the University of California, said he does not think the judges were persuaded by the government's overall argument.
So, I mean, on balance, it doesn't sound like the court is going to grant the motion to vacate the stay. They might try to narrow that, or they might deny the motion and send it back to the trial court to narrow it. Which strikes me as probably the more strategic decision.
The three-court panel said it would issue a ruling as soon as possible. Professor Fleming said no matter what happens at the federal appeals court, the case is likely to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Two Republican senators say they're sponsoring legislation that would make major changes in the U.S. immigration system, slashing the number of foreign nationals admitted into the country each year by up to 50%. This proposal, which by some estimates would reduce immigration from 1 million to 500,000 people a year, would align the federal government with policies that conservative restrictionist groups have advocated for years, if not for decades. The bill is being proposed by Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue. It would reduce immigration by limiting admission for migrants' family members. VOA News. Two Israeli rights groups on Wednesday asked that country's Supreme Court to overturn a new law legalizing West Bank settlements, the first concrete attempt to counter the contentious measure. Adalah and the Jerusalem Legal Aid and Human Rights Center appealed to the High Court, asking it to block implementation of the bill passed in Parliament this week that sets out to legalize dozens of settler outposts built on privately owned Palestinian land. Suhad Bashara is an attorney for the Adalah Group.
We are claiming that the Israeli Parliament cannot enact any law that violates its constitutional values, and we think that this law is unconstitutional.
The bill sparked heavy criticism both in Israel and abroad, with critics saying it amounts to legalized land theft. They also said it's legally problematic as it seeks to impose Israeli law on occupied land that is not sovereign Israeli territory and where its Palestinian residents do not have citizenship, nor do they have the right to vote. Members of Somalia's parliament are meeting under heavy security to elect that country's next president. Voting began Wednesday afternoon inside Mogadishu's main airport amid threats by militant group Al-Shabaab to disrupt the election. Mortar rounds landed in neighborhoods near the airport Tuesday night, causing loud explosions but no casualties. Journalists and international observers are watching as lawmakers cast their ballots into a transparent glass box. The incumbent president, Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, is seeking re-election against 20 other candidates, including his predecessor, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, and two former prime ministers. Three other candidates dropped out before the voting began. Gunmen killed six employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross in northern Afghanistan Wednesday. The group says two other staffers are missing. ICRC leader Peter Maurer said in a statement, "This is a huge tragedy. We are in shock." The eight-person team was delivering livestock materials near the northern town of Shibirgan, the capital of the Jalzan province, when the gunmen attacked their convoy, they say. No one has immediately claimed the attack, but the provincial police chief, Ramatullah Turkestani, said it was likely carried out by Islamic State militants who have a presence in the area. The Taliban, who have been waging a 15-year insurgency, denied any involvement. Turkey's military says Syrian rebel forces with Turkish support have taken control of strategic hills surrounding the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, said Turkish forces and allied Syrian rebels launched an operation late Tuesday and seized territory on the western outskirts of Al-Bab.
That's the latest world news from VOA.